Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to see you all here today. And you know what was so cool? Like, as everybody was coming in, there seemed to be a real excitement and a real joy about this day and how we're all gathering together and how we're learning more about Jesus and the healing power of His Holy Spirit. So thank you for being here. I kept thinking, this is the day the Lord has made. And we say, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. There's a song, kind of an older song, that where we always used to sing that at different prayer meetings and prayer gatherings, and that reminds me of today because, you know, we're all here today because the Lord has called us here. I don't think we're here by chance. I don't think we're here because we didn't have anything better to do. I think we're here because He has placed within our hearts a desire, a hunger, you know, to draw closer to Him, to draw closer to His Holy Spirit, to learn more about the Lord, His gifts, so that we can bring His love and we can bring His touch and we can bring His presence to others. So I thank you for answering that call. And always remember that he who the Lord calls, He equips. So you're here because you felt that desire, because you felt that call in your heart, in your spirit. And so don't feel like you can't do it. Don't feel inadequate, because just as He called you, He will equip you to reach out and pray in His name and see His power made manifest. Amen? All right. Does everybody have their paper? It was one, Father Dale said he had them on all the tables. Four types of healing. We're gonna go over this. When Father Dale asked me to do this talk, I thought, okay, I have 30 minutes to do four types of healing. Normally, you know, you take at least that for one type of healing. But what the Lord brought to my mind was a scripture. It's one of my favorites that I feel like we can, it really speaks to the four types of healing. So we're going to break that open this morning. It's in Mark 5, 25 to 34, and we're going to break that open and see just how the four types of healing apply and just how this woman, this is about the woman who was sick for a long time, for like 12 years, and she went to a whole lot of doctors and didn't get healed, and then we'll see what happened to her. So I'm going to share the scripture with you, because we know Jesus did come to forgive our sins, to bring us physical healing, healing of past hurts, healing of our relationship with the Lord, with the Father, and with the Holy Spirit, and also deliverance, healing from any evil influences that may be part of our life. We're not talking about possession here. We're just talking about being exposed in many ways to an evil influence that would have an effect on you. So those are the four different types of healing that we're going to be mentioning. But let's start off with the scripture in Mark 5. So the Lord's word says this: there was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet, she was not helped, but she only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, and she came up behind him in the crowd, and she touched his cloak. For she said, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be healed. Immediately, in doing that, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, who has touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing in upon you, and yet you ask us, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached him in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus, and she told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." So, here's this lady, after 12 years, being sick, having a flow of blood that couldn't be controlled. She went to many doctors. You know how it is? You hear about this doctor's so good and that doctor's so good, and people are desperate for healing and for change, and they try different doctors. This lady spent all of her money on all these different doctors, only to be getting worse, not to be getting healed, not to be feeling any better. But what did she do? The scriptures tell us she heard. She heard that Jesus was going to be passing by in her neighborhood where she lived. Just like all of you, you heard that there was going to be a conference today. You heard that it was going to be about healing. So you did the first thing the woman did. You heard. But then what did she do? She said, you know, we all have self-talk. We all talk to ourselves at different times in different ways, don't we? Don't we? Good. I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that. Okay, so she said to herself, you know, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I could be healed. So she said that. In saying that, she built up expected faith in her heart and in her mind. She went believing that if I could just do this, I'm going to be healed. So she heard and she said. So then after she heard and after she said, what did she do? She went. She went to where Jesus was. Now you have to remember that this lady was deemed as ceremonially unclean because of her show of blood. She was not supposed to be out in public. You know, it was against the law at that time. But she put her faith, her need for Jesus before all that. Because she heard he was coming, and she built up her faith by saying. So she went anyway. Now, the scriptures tell us that it was a crowd of people, right? This crowd of people were around Jesus. You can imagine how hard it must have been. Here's this woman. She's been bleeding for 12 years. She's sick. She feels terrible. She's at a place where she shouldn't be. If she got caught there, you know, she would be arrested. She would be persecuted for that. But she went anyway. And she thought that she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. So touching the hem of his garment means she had to get down low, right? She couldn't just walk over and from a distance, you know, pat him on the shoulder. She had to get down low to touch the hem of his garment. So it wasn't easy for her. It was difficult for her. She's working her way. You can just imagine her working her way through the crowd. If you've ever been in a large crowd, you know, and trying to get to a certain point, you know how difficult that can be. But she was determined and she persisted. And when she got there, she got through the crowd and she got down low before Jesus and she touched his garment. And the minute she did, what she had said, her self-talk, was brought into fruition. She reached out and she received. So what is this lady teaching us for ourselves as we're studying healing and as we're talking to other people about healing? Wait, her example, I think, is superb for each of us. She heard, she said, and then she reached out and received. Now, sometimes, you know, we hear and we say, I'm going to go to that. That sounds interesting. But we fail to reach out and receive. If she hadn't have done all three, we don't know whether that woman would have been healed or not. So in situations like this, and we hear about things perhaps that are different for us, perhaps we've only seen priests do this or pastors do this, through anointings or anointing of the sixth sacrament or whatever, you know. And now we're called. We're hearing. We came, and now we're called to reach out. We're called to receive. Why are we called to reach out and receive? So that we can bring to others. And we'll be talking about this in my teaching later on. So that we can bring to others, just like Jesus with his disciples. And he taught them and he modeled it for them. And they then spread it to today, to what we're doing here today. You know, because Jesus wants his people well. He wants his people whole. And he wants you and me to be instruments of his healing power and his healing love. He wants us to be his hands, us to be his word, us to be, you know, his steps as we move toward people who are broken, who are sick, who are spending all their money, who might not have insurance. They might not have health insurance. We're hearing a lot about health insurance today, aren't we? And they might not even be able to go to the doctor. And I think more than ever, you know, the Lord is raising up a desire in people's heart to bring healing to his loved ones, his brothers and sisters. Because we see this in this passage, it relates the account of a desperate woman. She was desperate for healing, but she was persistent. How do we know she was persistent? Because we know this has been going on for 12 years. For 12 years, no better. But she knew if she would touch his garment, she would be healed. So what did she do? She heard, right? Say it with me. She heard, she said, and she reached out and received. You should write that down. This is important. She heard, she said, she reached out and received. Another part of this, so that was the physical part. So we're talking about four different parts of healing here. Okay, so another part of healing is called inner healing. Some people call it healing of past hurts. It can be called healing of memories. Oftentimes, things that happened to us in the past, things that we were involved in the past, can live on within us and affect us today. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes those things, those events, those abuses, whatever it may be, can be a block to our physical healing. You know, we all know about holistic healing. We want to be healed in our body, in our minds, and in our spirits. Inner healing is that experience, that prayer that takes us into that time with the Lord Jesus, takes us back into that time and hear his word for us in that time and receive his healing. His healing. You know, Jesus Christ is the same. Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and for all of our tomorrows. So what he did back then to this lady in Mark, he is still doing today. He is still doing today. And so inner healing is a powerful tool to bring us to complete healing. I know I've prayed with people for physical healing to no avail. And then as I continued to meet with them, hearing, and they opened up their past and past hurts and so forth, being able to pray perhaps for sexual abuse, being able to pray for rejection in their life, being able to pray for a spirit of abandonment that they may have experienced as a child. Those things can be blocks to our healing today. Those things can be blocks to our physical healing. Some people will say, well, what's that have to do with anything? You know, I was 10. Or what's that have to do? What's that have to do with my physical problem today? It has everything to do with it. Because we're not just, you know, we're not just a body. You know, we're a heart. We're a soul. We're emotions. And so inner healing, that's what inner healing is. Inner healing is praying with someone for that experience that experience that they still remember because they're sharing it with you, that you can pray with. They can pray with that person, you know, and then they realize through that the deep love and compassion and mercy that Jesus has for them. What that does, another part of healing here in our four part, is our relationship, healing of our relationship with the Lord. Oftentimes people have a difficult time. We talk about how much Jesus loves us and how he wants us well and all the things Father Dale had mentioned. But oftentimes we relate our relationship with him, perhaps to your relationship with your earthly father. Maybe that wasn't so good. Maybe you didn't experience that kind of love from your dad. Maybe he wasn't kind to you. Maybe he was abusive to you. Whatever the situation is, oftentimes we transfer that knowledge of that experience, more so than knowledge, the experience is what's really so important and compounds our difficulty in accepting the real love of the Father, Son, and Spirit, you know. Because of that, because of what we experience as a child with the image of a father, and that needs to be healed. And that can be healed because Jesus doesn't want us carrying that baggage. He wants us to be free. He wants us to be free to walk in him, to walk in his spirit, and receive all the good things that he has for us. And he doesn't like the fact that that happened. And people say, well, then why did he let it happen? Well, he gives us all freedom of choice. He gives all of us free will, freedom of choice. It didn't happen because he wanted it to happen. It didn't happen because he didn't love you. It happened because someone else chose that path. Now, that someone else is for him to deal with. But what he deals with us, and he heals us and sets us free of the effects of it, he sets us free of the pain of it. I have seen it so many times. And oftentimes, what I've seen is once the person is set free of that in inner healing, his relationship with the Lord changes because as the person experiences healing, he sees then, this is all true. It isn't just for everybody else. He really loves me too. I really am special too. And so the relationship with the Lord changes. And physical healing comes into being. Oftentimes with situations where there has been a need for inner healing, abandonment, rejection, sexual abuse, physical abuse, there can be evil tendencies. Of course, that in itself is evil. So when we're exposed to evil in that way, or it's perpetrated upon us, sometimes we need prayer then too, to be released from all that, to be cleansed of all that, you know. And that's the fourth kind of healing, to be healed of any of the evil forces that may have clung to us through our experiences in life. So those are the four types of healing we wanted to mention to you today. And I think when we look at our friend here, the lady with the hemorrhage, you can see she was physically healed. You know, she was healed when she told him the whole truth. That's kind of like my favorite line in this one. And it says, you know, she told him the whole truth. What's the whole truth? Not just that she has an issue of blood. The whole truth is, for 12 years, I've been isolated from my community. The whole truth is, I've felt a lot of rejection and I've felt a lot of hurt. The whole truth is, nobody would come to see me. Nobody would come to help me. The whole truth is, you know, I just don't know what to do. I feel alone. I feel abandoned. I feel like my life is ending. For that lady, I can just imagine that was just a sampling of her whole truth. That's what opened the door for Jesus then. I mean, he already knew that, of course, but he needs us and wants us to tell him. He wants us to talk to him. Don't we all want our kids to share with us what's deep in their heart, no matter how old they are. We want to know. We want to know what makes them happy. We want to know what hurts them. We want to know how they're doing in their job. We want to know, are they happy as a parent? Are they happy as a husband or wife? We want to know those things. Why? Because we love them and we raise them to have a full and happy life. How much more then does Jesus want for us? How much more does he want to touch us and bring us to total and complete healing? If we want that, if we want that as human moms and dads who are not perfect, Jesus is, how much more does he want it? So in this one scripture, we see she was physically healed. She had the inner healing and telling him the whole truth and all that she went through. Her relationship with the Lord was healed because she saw his love. She felt his love when she reached out to him and she was healed. And any of those evil influences were also, she was delivered of, were also taken from her, you know, as she received the fullness of the Lord Jesus. Okay. Regarding the whole idea with the, we talked about the possibility of evil influences. In Ephesians 5, if you can open to Ephesians 5, verse 10. Ephesians 5 talks to us about the armor of God. The armor, you know, soldiers used to put on an armor that would protect them when they went into battle, right? So that they wouldn't be wounded, they wouldn't be hurt. Well, it's kind of like that type of thing, only it's in the spiritual realm. And the word says this, finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on, if you can't find it, just listen to it, that's fine. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So this armor protects us then against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all that you can do, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. What is truth? Truth is the word of God. Truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Having put on your breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So, what we do then, what this scripture is telling us, we don't need to walk fearful of the enemy. We don't need to walk fearful of the wickedness of this day. We put on this armor that the Lord is saying protects us from those things, draws us into him, draws us into his word, draws us into the gospel, to know the gospel, to love the gospel, to live in the gospel, and know that peace that the gospel and the word of the Lord brings to us. So it is nothing to fear because the Lord gives us weapons. The Lord gives us weapons where we can deal with that in our own life and as we're ministering to others. Amen. There's another scripture I want to give you just to look up in your own time regarding the same topic. It's found in 1 Peter 5, and it's verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. So let's see where we are. So I think we are right on time. And we're going to have a chance to discuss and have some questions and answers regarding this topic and also the next topic that Father Dale is going to share with you, which is the healing ministry in the New Testament. Thank you all so much for your attention.
We're going to take about a 5-minute break. So we just kind of take 5 minutes. We'll be back here in five.